Hey everybody, welcome to a Friday morning kind of impromptu little show here today featuring BT Bill Tyrell from Rubens Sports Bar and Casino. How you doing? Hold on here. Try that again. Now, of course, now the sound's not working on his. Try it again.
How about now?
Jeez. Here we go. Let's try that one. See if that one's working. This happened to us the other day. We had to shut her down. No, just try talking into it once first,
hello?
BT. No. God damn it!
What the hell is going on here?
There. That one will work. We'll move the camera. Are you there now?
What the hell's going on?
Yeah,
here?
I don't know. This happened to us the other day too. Wait, but you should. I've never seen you wiggle like that before. That was kind of cool. we're doing a quick little show here. We're going to talk about some stuff you've got going on tomorrow. And instead of starting our show with jokes, my neighbor tells me we're gonna do. How's that?
Better.
We're going to do jokes BT tells me. Now, I hear you have a good joke.
It's good. Oh. And I can even repeat it.
Okay.
All right. So this older couple goes to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman orders a burger, fries, and a Coke.
Okay.
And comes and sits down and has a knife and cuts the burger in half.
You're okay. Here.
Cuts the burger in half and starts sorting the fries out and puts the pot between him and his wife. And this guy's watching this and he's not comfortable with it. He thinks something's wrong or they can't afford it. He goes, well, let me go buy you another one. And they're like, no, we share everything. Oh, and so we're fine. We're truly fine. Okay. Two more minutes go on, three more minutes, and this guy can't take it anymore. Every once in a while, the lady takes a sip of the pop, but she just sits there and visits with her husband, and he's, continues to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Half the fries are split perfectly, and this guy's just frustrated. He goes, you sure you don't want me to buy anything? And the wife goes, no, we're fine. And the gentleman, we're fine. We appreciate it, but trust me, we're fine. Well, and the guy goes, well, can I ask what's going on here? And the lady goes, I'm waiting for the teeth.
Oh, jeez. God. I would imagine being being a bar owner, you get to hear a lot of good ones.
Yeah. Well, not from my constituents.
That was pretty good. How have you been?
Good.
Good. Your headphones are going in and out?
Yeah.
Can you see where you're plugged in over there? It might just be your plug-in. He'll come and mess with you here. I know you're sounding okay. But,
I always sound
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you always sound okay.
Yeah, right.
Before we get into what's going on, you had that big show here. And what did you call that again where you had...
Memorabilia Jamboree.
I heard nothing but incredibly really good things about that.
Well, thank you. It that's what I did, too. It went well. My friends kept telling me, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. But
I know you were nervous.
Well, I was just... more worried or anything. You get 200 people there. You don't want to screw it up. And
it sounded like pretty much everybody came out of there pretty happy.
Yeah. And there was a significant amount of pounders sold along with a few other things. So
good. Oh, that's right. There was unlimiteds.
Yeah, we went through 1,220 pounders.
That's it?
Well, there's
1,220 pounders?
You got to remember the other 80 people that drank something else.
Your headphones working better now? Okay. Okay, so going on tomorrow, and this is something that you have kind of brought back. It had been a long time. Of course, COVID and the pandemic didn't have help things at all, but we used to have the sports card memorabilia shows. You used to see them around a lot.
Yeah.
And then it's like they disappeared.
Yeah.
Then, BT, you kind of brought them back to life.
Well, me and my buddies, I don't want to take all the credit. Certainly, we... four of us basically had the idea to do it again, and we've just kind of run with it. And doing a couple a year seems like the great thing to do on Forks. I don't know. I'm going to ask some of these guys this weekend what they think about dates, and it's hard to find dates.
Yeah.
You get into the fall, you got to avoid UND football.
Sure, sure.
I'm going.
Yep.
And you got to avoid NDSU football because we've got four vendors that have NDSU season tickets.
No, well, that's well, their fault.
Yeah, it's their fault, but I still need them here.
For sure, these you guys do.
From out, you know,
yep.
From out of town, and you know, this week, and we have. We don't have as, it's not as big a show as the spring, but it's almost. But we have five or six guys that have never set up or setting
up. Oh, really?
And I think what's happened, I mean, we had a gentleman from Williston coming in.
Oh, boy.
And I think what happened there is there's a guy, Ryan out of Fargo, runs a thing called the Sports Zone.
Okay.
And you can go on, the and he has all the shows in the area listed.
Oh, okay. Like,
I'm
okay.
talking North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, yep. Iowa. You know, he'll list everything. And I'm sure I got to talk to this fellow. I'm sure that's where he saw it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he, you know, we advertise it in town here as much as we can, and a little bit in Fargo. But
since the first one after the pandemic, what is this, like your fourth one now? Fourth or fifth, maybe?
It's done 2 a year, so we're probably sitting on seven.
Okay. Oh, that many. Wow.
Probably seven or eight.
They're getting bigger and better every year or every time, aren't they?
Yeah. This will not be quite as big as the one in the fall. But it'll be plenty big. It'll be bigger. You know, we're at 50 tables, so it's too big for the room. So we'll be out in the hallway again with three, four guys will be in the hallway.
Okay.
And then, but it'll be big enough. And, it, you know, you never know what the new guys are bringing in. And last time, the attendance was excellent. So we're just hoping for that again. So,
you know, that's one of those deals, too. You might not have anything in mind when you go take a look, but that's one of those shows where all of a sudden you go, oh, crap. I need to have that. I didn't even think of it, but boy, would that look good on my in my collection. And when I talk about collection, this isn't just sports cards either.
No, there'll be a lot of Pokemon. There'll be some other of the Pokemon will be the biggest non-sports, but there'll be some comic books. There'll be some autographed some baseballs. There'll be some other folks will just have some vintage stuff.
There'll
be a couple. You just never know.
Will there be jerseys and things like that, too?
There's one guy I think is going to bring something other than that. And, I mean, there's two gentlemen from the Fargo area that are going to be here, and they have some amazing vintage stuff.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah, some old stuff. It just, like, they had a – the one guy had a – at one time had a 1933, it's called Goody, G-O-U-D-E-Y – thing of a baseball thing, and it was a poster.
Okay.
And it was probably like one of the few in existence, and it was in amazing shape.
Wow.
And he got it framed, and I know he sold it, and I don't know what the number is, but it was a big number. I'm never saying that.
Could you take a guesstimate?
No,
I really can't. Okay.
I really can't. I could be thousands of dollars.
Sure. Do you have any idea of these sports card memorabilia shows that you've been having now? Off the top of your head, can you think of a high number that you know was exchanged? You know, was exchanged at any of these shows? Because a lot of people don't realize, and they might have an attic full of this stuff, and they don't even know it.
Oh, I mean, there's. You know, I know there's been some $2,000-$4,000 transactions, but this isn't going to be like this is a mall show in Grand Forks. This isn't going to be like a national in Chicago or Minneapolis. You know,
but those cards come from somewhere too.
Yeah, but there's no point. Like, I'm not going to bring, or people aren't going to bring $3,000 or $4,000 cards.
Okay,
to try and sell tomorrow like they would at a national or a big show. They're going to bring. You know,
maybe have a listing of other cards that they have at home.
$20 cards and $50 cards. I mean, they'll be. If you want to spend $1,000 tomorrow, you'll be able to.
Oh, sure.
If you want to spend $10, there'll be plenty of guys that have dollar and $2 boxes and stuff too.
Okay.
So
this is tomorrow, Grand Cities Mall. What time are things kicking off?
10 to 4.
10 to 4.
And which translation in a sports card show is never. 10 o'clock, so probably be 9:45.
Okay,
there isn't a card show in the world unless you lock the doors that people aren't there.
Oh, everybody wants to jump. It's like a yard sale. Everybody wants to get there a little early, you know?
Oh, it is like a yard sale, 100%.
Is there a cost for like Joe Blow, John Roberts, if I want to walk in and check things out?
No, we don't chart, no.
Okay, now, I know you've got, what you say, probably 50 tables already booked. Are there room to book any more tables? If there is any more vendors that maybe are just kind of, you know, on the fence and going, I'm probably too late.
I would need to know by noon.
Okay.
Because I have to, I get chairs from the mall. I get chairs from the church. And
sure.
We rent some chairs from a gentleman east side, some tables, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And we're going to pick those up at 1, so I need to know by noon if anybody else wants to set up.
All right, so it's $30 for a single table if you still think you can get set up. $50 for two tables. Now, any kind of trading cards and memorabilia, you can contact, I'm assuming this is your number, BT, 701-740-5278. Or you can email btyrell at umn.edu for more information. Is there anything that you're looking for to complete your collection?
No, it goes, there's some different cards out there of Hank Aaron and Mike Trout have some dual autograph cards.
Oh.
And I've looked at
what a combination.
Yeah, I've tried to look at getting one of those, but not now. And there's just some, you know, there's some new hot guy. There were new rookie baseball guys are starting to catch mm-hmm. fire. This Wyatt Langford from Texas is the hottest new guy.
Okay.
The guy that, you know, Mahomes is on fire.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And they sent I saw something on Twitter last week, the top, in the last month, the most graded cards. Otani, there was over 6,000 that had been graded between the companies, and then C.J. Stroud, the Houston Texans quarterback, was 2.
Wow.
And I can't remember the rest, but I get Michael Jordan is still in the top 10.
You know, my kid actually had a baseball card. And I'm guessing it's got to be worth the money because I think there was only like 3 of them made.
Yeah.
But, now, are hockey cards big?
It depends. Some guys will just have hockey and are looking for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take that?
Yeah. We can.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me call you. Hey, let me call you back, okay?
The reason I'm asking,
sorry,
that's okay because
damn,
you know,
Bisey.
We know Gretzky. You know, at one time had the Honus Wagner card.
What, right now, you bring up hockey cards. An Upper Deck Series 2 came out this week, and that's Connor Bedard's young gun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of going to be his first rookie card, and boxes of that are selling for $300, where in the past they sold for $200. I mean, he's got his rookie cards are on.
Yeah.
His young guns are out there for like $750 or $1,000. Wow. That's insane.
And now with the trade deadline, I think, is it today or is it come and gone now? But
this morning.
Okay. Did you see Pittsburgh trading away Gensel?
Yeah, they got
run. Yeah, they got about 8 guys and a couple of draft picks for them. But
run out of the, and Jackson Blake from UND was not in on that trade.
Oh, good.
And I know on Twitter, there are a lot of Carolina fans that were pretty happy.
Well, yeah. I don't know how happy Gensel is, but...
Well, they couldn't... You know, he's a free agent, so they're
gonna have to couldn't afford him. You know, everybody thinks Sid Crosby and Malcolm Gensel has probably got more points than both of those guys.
Well, Gensel's been hurt. Malkin's dropped off terribly.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Pittsburgh fan.
So no, I'm not either.
I could go on for an hour about this.
I'm not a Sid Crosby fan
I'm
either.
Enjoying this. Crosby's the perfect guy. If he was a Red Wing, I'd love him to death.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
He's not Penguin, and it's just, well, he's a great player.
He's a great player, but he's kind of a whiner. Oh, well,
he's got better, though.
Yeah, he has.
Malkin's the underrated whiner to me.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? Because I worked at World Junior Tournament when he was here. Ovechkin was here. They were all here playing in that tournament. And when you look at them now, and they looked like little kids. And now you look at what's his name with Washington now? He's Ovechkin. He's gray. All gray. And yeah, and it's like, wow, being in the NHL has certainly aged you.
Pittsburgh got run out of the building by somebody last night.
Too. Yeah, so I know they did.
They folded that tent.
Well, rebuilding. That's what they'll call it, rebuilding. All right, let's wrap this up. Now, again, folks, tomorrow kicks off at 10 a.m., but according to BT, be here a little early, really. People will. 10 to 4 tomorrow, Grand Cities Mall, sports card and memorabilia show, buying, selling, trading, whatever, not just sports cards either. Memorabilia is going to be in there. Again, $30 for a single, $50 for two tables. Contact BT here, 701-740-5278. You can also email btyrell at umn.edu. I suppose they could always walk into Rumors Today and grab some lunch and ask you all about it, and you'll fill them in. Will you be around? I know you got some running around to do.
I got to go pick up some tables and get set up, but yeah, I'll be around.
And you know, if you've never been to the Grand Cities Mall, get here and don't worry about your lunch or anything like that. You just walk into Rumors, man. I mean, they got awesome food, $1.50 tacos tomorrow,
yep.
I believe. So, and the food is great. I know we had some before we jumped on the bus. Did anything we forget?
No, I think we're good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we should have checked the microphones before you got in here, but thanks, man.
Well, somebody's job to do that, isn't it?
Probably mine, yeah. Oh,
all right. Hey, I ain't worried. We're all good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, BT, yeah. And have fun tomorrow. There you go, everybody. Okay, we're going to wrap things up here. Again, don't forget, this big show is tomorrow. Starts at 10 a.m. here in the Grand Cities Mall. You know what? Go check what you got stashed in your attic. You'd be surprised. You'll be able to find out more tomorrow. Stop in. Grand Forks Spring Show, Sports Car and Memorabilia Show, BT, Bill Tyrell in the studio today. We thank him for coming in. Folks, have yourself a great weekend. I told you earlier what's going on for the rest of the day. Kick back and enjoy, and we'll catch you again on Monday.